Let's get this party started. Are you guys ready? You guys ready to get rich?
I am.
I'm already rich, but I want to get richer. All right. I'm going to show captions. If you want to turn them off, you can. I'm going to turn mine off. There we go. Okay. Welcome, welcome, all my friends who want to use your beautiful mind to get rich. Let's go. We have a lot of stuff to cover today. Just waiting for you all to join. And then we are going to get into it. Oh, Matt, thank you for asking about my dogs. My dog Rocket passed away a while ago and Rory is doing great. Thank you, Tanya. Thank you, everyone. I had my guy come do my makeup today, so I'm looking good for you all. All right, this is how this class is going to happen. We are going to do the first about half an hour. I'm going to teach and talk about my philosophy on getting rich. I'm going to go over what we're going to cover in this course. And then the second half of the call, I'm going to coach you. But that doesn't mean the first part of the call is just chill. I'm going to have you be doing some exercises, thinking about some questions, kind of diving into your own mindset about wealth and money and richness and earning and reasons and all of those things. So this is one of those courses that I want to really encourage you not to take passively, but to take actively, to really engage in, really question a lot of your thoughts, because I've been around a lot of my friends, a lot of people who I've asked these questions to over and over and over again, and they haven't been applying some of the answers. Like I just asked a question to my assistant too. And so this is one of those things you can kind of hear and not really let it process through. So I really want this to be like one of those classes where I took this class and then all of a sudden I changed my mindset and I was able to get rich. The name of this course is How to Use Your Beautiful Mind to Get Rich. And the reason why I used the word beautiful in describing the mind is I really want you to understand how elegant our mind is. Our mind is truly a thing of absolute beauty when we utilize it correctly. And it's important for those of you who are new to me, and this is your first class you're taking with me, it's really important for you to understand the difference between your primitive brain and your more advanced evolved brain. Your prefrontal cortex is usually the term that I use to describe your more evolved brain. And then there's your primitive brain. And the primitive brain is also called what we call the survival brain. And that was the brain that we initially started with. And then we evolved into having more of a prefrontal cortex. Weirdly enough, we didn't like evolve just the primitive brain out of its survival mode. We kind of, when I say we, I mean humans, right? It's just like we put another brain on top of the primitive brain. So your primitive brain is fight or flight, freeze, freaked out all the time, only looking for survival, only looking to keep you alive. Okay. That's its main job. And we like it. We like our primitive brain because it does look out for us and keeps us alive and keeps us from dying. Okay. And then there's our prefrontal cortex, which is what we can use to think about what we think about. And our prefrontal cortex and our cortex in general has been programmed from childhood through learning. Okay. So everything that we know, right, we have learned through the process of growing up as humans, basically. And we were taught a bunch of things. And so we have to take those two things into consideration when we were looking at how our beautiful mind creates money for us. And we have to consider that it has its survival instinct going on in there. And then it also has everything that it's been programmed, everything that it's been taught from childhood. And you have to remember that the brain loves to be efficient. It doesn't want to waste any energy. So it would rather think thoughts that it's already thought. So think about that. It's kind of like human beings. We like to do things that we already know how to do. We think a thought over and over and over and over again. It makes it just easier for us to keep thinking it. It's like there's a little route that's created in our brain. It's just easy to keep thinking the same thought. So it doesn't matter if it's a negative thought or a positive thought. If it's a thought that's already been laid down in our brain from years and years and years of programming, your brain will automatically want to keep thinking that thought. It won't want to think a new thought. To think a new thought and to make the new thought the programmed thought takes effort, and the brain is not into effort. It's into conserving energy because of that primitive instinct in the motivational triad, which tells us to seek pleasure, avoid pain, and conserve energy. So here's what this class is going to do. It is going to require you to override your natural programming to just think what you've already been thinking, to know what you already know, and to do what you already do. That is the default of what our brain wants to do. So think about this for yourself and getting rich. And the question I have, like, to think about sometimes is, why aren't more people rich? Why not? I believe it's because of the way that we were programmed, the way that we're socialized to think about rich people, and the way that our primitive brain is always trying to keep us safe. And we're going to override all three of those things in the next 6 weeks. This is the exact process that I went through to make myself incredibly rich. And many of you have heard me talk about this before, but it is one of my intentions, one of my goals in life, to help more people, especially women, get ridiculously rich. There is no limit to the amount of richness that I believe we can create as life coaches, helping our clients make more money. And that is why I wanted to teach this class. So the first part of it is how to use your beautiful mind. So I hope I've taught you that your mind is beautiful, because we can program it. We can reprogram it however we want when we understand it. Because if we can program into your brain thoughts that make you feel excited about doing the things that make you money, we just rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, rinse and repeat, and you just keep accumulating more and more and more money. Now, there's two other things I want you to know. We always accumulate money for our personal benefit and never at our personal expense. And that doesn't mean that you don't have to put effort in. That doesn't mean that you don't have to be uncomfortable. But you mean we only do anything to do with money when it serves us. And I will say that most of the people that I encounter that I coach on money are way too obsessed with money. And what I mean by that is that they're willing to do too many things in their life to trade for the security of money. Staying in careers their entire lives that they hate in exchange for money. Staying in relationships that are unhealthy in exchange for money. Doing things like paying with your time and your life because you want the security of money. Now, most people will say to me that I'm obsessed with money because I always talk about how much I love money and how much fun money is and how being rich is amazing. But I will tell you, I will not ever trade my integrity or my purpose or my time if I hate the job for money. I will not do it. I would rather have very little money than trade my life to get paid. Okay. So what we're talking about here is using like the desire that you have within you, the beautiful ideas that you have in your brain, to create a richness beyond your wildest dreams, to get you out of trading your time, especially if you're trading your time for something you hate doing, for money. So here's what I want to ask you. First of all, let me go through the topics that I'm going to cover over this next 6 weeks through this course, How to Use Your Beautiful Mind to Get Rich, are as follows. And this is today, why everyone should try to get rich for their own personal growth. We're going to talk about that. Next class, we're going to talk how to use your creative mind to produce more money. Class three, we're going to talk about the three practices to uncover and change your beliefs around money. In class four, we're going to talk about the highest leverage actions you need to be doing to create money. Class four, we're going to talk about how to live but not spend from your future. And in class six, we're going to talk about scaling through upper limit issues, imposter syndrome, and other people's opinions and sabotage. Now, all of these topics will be woven into all of these classes. But on this class, I want to talk to you a little bit about why I believe it is everyone's personal responsibility to earn as much as they're capable of earning. I believe we are being irresponsible if we're under earning. Just let that sink in for a minute. See if you agree with that. We are being irresponsible if we're under earning. Now, you may have gotten the message you're being irresponsible if you're over earning, as if there is such a thing. Okay. But I'm going to call you out and say, I think you're being irresponsible if you're under earning. And under earning is defined as not making as much money as you want to make or that you're capable of making. Okay. It is not just about you, the amount of money that you make. Okay. And this is why I think it's everyone's personal responsibility to make money, especially if you are a person of integrity, a person that has a loving heart, a person that's kind, and a person that wants to provide service to the world. Because the more money you make, the more of a contribution you can make with your money and with whatever you're creating that's producing money. And here's what I mean by that. If you are a high value individual that cares about other human beings, you can express that so much bigger when you have money. If you look at my life, for example, and you look at the number of people that I employ that work for me, that are able to live at a higher level because I am willing to pay them way beyond the market value of what everyone else is paying. Now, I expect a lot more from them too, which I think is a high value thing to do with people that work for me, but I also pay them at the highest level of the market. So I'm able to pay very good people to do very good things in the world and to serve people in the world. I'm able to donate $1 million a year to, you know, organizations that I care about that are doing good in the world. I'm able to hire people outside, even personally outside, to help me with my home, to help me with my cars, to help me with my incredibly rich lifestyle. I contribute to the economy that way. And so, and that's not even to mention all of the people that are close to me in my life that I'm able to help out financially by utilizing the money that I have earned by serving. That's the first part. The second part is, if I am under earning, it means I'm under serving. It means I'm not offering the value that I could offer to the world or to my employer or to the company that I'm working for. And so all of that utilization of all that value is just sitting idle inside of me. And I think if we have the capability and capacity to produce at a high level for ourselves and not at our own expense, I do think we have a responsibility to do that. And the third thing that I want to say about it is I think setting financial goals to push yourself to add more value to the world is one of the best self-development mental health practices you can do. Now, it can go wrong if you try and outrun your doubt, if you try to beat yourself up, if you try to burn yourself into the ground because you think making money is going to somehow make you more worthy, that's trying to earn money at your own expense. But if you go about it the way I'm going to teach you over this course, and you go towards making money as a self-development course for yourself, as a process of becoming more evolved, creating more value, putting yourself out there, taking more risks, being uncomfortable, it is one of the best ways to evolve yourself into the capacity that you're capable of as a human than anything else I know. And that is why it's really important to have money goals that are way bigger and way beyond what you think you're capable of now. We're not basing our goals on our current ability, what we think our current ability is. We're setting our goals based on what our current thoughts about our own capacity are. And then we double them from there. I would have never known I was capable of making $50 million until I set a goal to make $100 million. I stretched my capacity into something beyond what I even knew was possible. And that's what I would like to teach you in this class. So let's go through a couple questions. Everybody pay attention and really listen to these questions and see what comes up for you. When I ask you, do you want to get rich? What is the answer? And you can type it in the Q&A if you want, or you can just think about it. What is the answer to the question, do you want to get rich? And notice how you feel when I ask you that question. Notice what comes up for you when you hear me ask the question. So I just asked my assistant today. I'm like, hey, Tori. She's like running around doing stuff. I'm like, hey, Tori, do you want to get rich? And there was just silence. And then she came back and said, yes. How did you answer it? Were you like, hell yeah, yes, I do. Or I don't know. Or yeah, but don't tell anybody. Or I don't want to be rich. I want to be wealthy is what someone said at Life Coach Live. What comes up for you? How do you answer that question? Hell yes, 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 I want to be rich. Of course I want to be rich. Okay. Yes, please. Oh, that's interesting. Yes, please. Who are you at? Who are you saying please to? LFG. Monica says LFG. But yes, but it makes me anxious. It feels uncomfortable. 100% yes. Okay. I feel bold and ambitious. I'm meant to be rich. Okay, great. Now, how do you define the word rich? So when I asked you that question, your brain defined it for you, right? What rich meant. So what did that mean when you thought that in your brain? Was there a certain amount of money? Was there a certain lifestyle that came up for you? Was there a certain amount of work you thought about that you were going to have to do? What came up for you when you heard the word rich? And did you want to change that? Yeah, somebody said, I like the money, but I don't want to put in the effort to get there. Yes, I want to be rich, but it scares me as to what I would need to do and how it would change my life. Yes, it feels exciting. Okay, bring it. I love it. You guys are all in. Okay. So now I want to look at what are you defining? Not ever having to worry about money again. That's cute, Cheryl. I have about $50 million and I probably worry about money more than I ever have because it creates a whole new, you don't worry about getting money as much, but you worry about the money that you have and how to manage it and where to invest it and how not to invest it and how much taxes you're going to have to pay on it. So I love, Cheryl, that you think you're never going to have to worry about money again when you get rich, but you will, and you don't have to worry about it ever. You don't have to worry about it now. You don't have to worry about it then. But that primitive brain will still be there and it will still want to worry about it. I promise you. Abigail said, a certain lifestyle came up for me, a way to give back, help my family, traveling. Good. It's very important. I can afford all my bills. I can have all the fun I want. I can be able to give to others with ease. Okay. So it's very important that you define the term for you, yourself, and what it means for you when you will say, I am rich now. I believe many of you already are rich, but you just don't define yourself that way. Okay. And there's many of you that will end up earning $100,000, $300,000, $1 million. And as you move up that scale, you will redefine what rich means and you will push away the rich from you, meaning the term will no longer apply to you as soon as you get to that place. So here's what's important for you to understand. I started identifying myself as rich long before I had $1 million. So I want you to really think about that. When will you give yourself permission to start defining yourself as rich? Because it's always going to be relative. Okay. And I promise you, when you get $1 million, you're going to realize that $1 million is not that much money. I don't know how someone lives on it for sure. Right. So when you get there, will you say, now I'm rich? My guess is you probably won't. So how many of you could define yourself as rich now? Because the way you're describing it is, I don't have to worry about money. Well, you don't have to worry about money now. A certain lifestyle. Well, you have a certain lifestyle now. When does the lifestyle then define you as rich? It's really important that you clarify that. Because for me, it was $1 million. Once you had $1 million in assets, then you'd be rich. But then of course, when I had $1 million in assets, I'm like, this is not what I thought it was going to be. I think rich is further down the road. Okay. So when you, so watch this, when you define yourself as rich and you set yourself up for rich now, then when you step into $1 million and then you're like, okay, this isn't what I thought $1 million, this isn't what I thought rich would be. You have to redefine yourself as rich again. See what I'm saying? Because your brain will keep telling you you're not, and you have to keep telling yourself you are. Okay. So I define myself as rich, and then I start thinking I'm not rich, and then I redefine myself as rich, and then I start thinking I'm not rich. This even happens to me now when because I define myself as rich until I go hang out with people that are way richer than me. And then I notice my brain wants to undefine myself that way. I have to redefine myself that way and then step into that next level. So in what ways are you already rich? And can you own that and live from that now? What are the things you think you'll want to do when you have more money that you could already be doing now and living into that richness? Okay. So do you want to get rich? Know the answer to that question. How do you define the word rich? Right? Because I use the word rich on purpose. And the reason why I use that word rich on purpose is because we use that word in our society as a negative word to describe people that are rich and evil, right? If you look at all of the programming that we've had and you look at all the movies and all the stories, there's not a lot of rich, kind, lovely, wonderful people, right? Mostly the rich people that we're exposed to in our programming are evil and bad and taking advantage of people and men, white men usually, that we're exposed to in stories. And they're usually not good. They're using their money for bad. If you look back at all the stories, you'll see that, right? A lot of the villains are rich people that are just greedy and horrible and hate people. Okay, so just be careful. That is in your brain. And so when I use the word rich on purpose, so you can deprogram your brain from that belief system, and you can start looking for examples of rich people who are deep, amazing, interesting, offering value to the world, people, women, amazing people, Oprah, right? Showing up and making amazing contributions. When you start using the word rich to redefine yourself as a rich person, you have to make sure that terminology is serving you. Okay. Then, oh, here's the next question. This is actually really interesting. Ask yourself if you're willing to say out loud to people, I am rich. I'm very rich. I started doing this way before I truly believed it, right? I started defining myself as that and started saying it. And that's like what I was saying. And then when I got to 1 million, I was like, oh my God, I thought it was going to be more comfortable here. And it wasn't. I keep having to do it. But are you willing to tell people that I'm rich? Are you willing to do it now? Do you think you'll be willing to do it later? Why or why not? Because is that a kind thing to say about yourself? Or are you being arrogant? Are you being rude? Are you being out of line if you say that you're rich? Now, I will agree that most people think I'm out of line when I say that. People think I'm out of line when I say I'm amazing, I'm extraordinary, I'm awesome. They don't like that when I say that. It's okay. I'm not, someone's going to be unhappy about my life. It shouldn't be me, right? So I'm willing to say that because I want that for myself. I'm willing to own that identity as a person. Now, a lot of you want to be rich, but you don't want anyone to know about it. You don't even want yourself to know about it because you have such a negative association. So answer that question. Are you willing to tell other people I'm rich? Are you willing to try on that identity? Now, when you do, when you try it on, what comes up for you? Who do you need to become to be a person that's willing to embrace that identity? Because if you're not willing to embrace it, you will sabotage yourself. You will hide in shame about your own money. You will not even be able to enjoy it. Okay. And there's a huge difference between saying I'm rich and being rich versus trying to show everybody how rich you are by buying a bunch of stuff so they can look at it. Okay. A lot of us are like, well, I'm not going to say I'm rich out loud, but I'll buy a Lamborghini or I'll buy a mansion. Then I won't even have to say I'm rich. People will just know. But I want to encourage you, at least to yourself, that you own the identity of a person who is rich. It's very different. Stay with me. It's very different to say, I want to be rich. I would love to be rich. It's very different than saying, I am rich. Or I used to say when I was making less than $1 million, I'm so rich. I'll buy dinner tonight. I'm the one that's rich here. I'm the richest one in the room, even though I wasn't probably. I was already willing to step into that identity and be that audacious. And that's one of the things that I don't think people really recognize is that being rich, especially in America, and admitting it out loud is a very audacious, courageous thing to do. Because it is not greeted with applause. Like if I went out on a stage, unless it was y'all, you guys would all applaud. But if I went on a stage with mixed company, said, hey, I'm Brooke Castillo, I'm rich. People are not going to like that, right? It's not something that's applauded. It's something that's put down. You know, we're kind of put down for that and treated kind of in a negative way. And we get lots of haters and people that, and it's not their fault. They're just associating the word rich and being rich with our programming that rich people are evil, rich people are bad, rich people are frauds, they are scammers, they take advantage of people, they take more than their share, like all these belief systems. And we have a whole class where we're going to uncover these belief systems within us. But I just want you to practice asking yourself, am I willing to walk around and say, I am rich? And to step into that identity and to say it out loud to other people. Now, here's my last question of the day. What is your reason for wanting to be rich? Okay. And really making sure. So I asked you, these are two different questions. I asked you to define what rich is. How do you define that term? And then this question is, what is your reason for wanting to be rich? Now, listen, this reason is just between me and you. What is your real reason? Really know what it is. Not like, well, I want to help the world, if that isn't what it is. If you just want to fly in a private jet, if you just want to stick it to your ex-boyfriend, if you just want to prove to other people that you can make money, whatever it is, know what your real reason is. Don't hide it from yourself and make sure it's a reason you like. Okay. My reason for wanting to be rich is to be an example of what is possible when you use the self-coaching model, when you take care of your mental health, when you manage your mind. This reason has driven me when I did not want to be driven. It has taken me to that level. Now, all of the benefits that come along with being rich, so fun. I love being able to fly private. I love being able to buy whatever I want in any store. I love not having to look at prices on menus. All of that is amazing, but that is not the reason. And I will tell you, those reasons get old fast. I've been rich for a while now, and those reasons get old fast. But the reason for wanting to be an example, the reason for me wanting to make $100 million to show all the other women in the world that we can do this at home with our laptops, and it doesn't take away from anyone else. And in fact, it adds so much to the world. When we make money, it multiplies the money in the world. It multiplies the goodness in the world. It multiplies the value that we're creating in the world. That is my reason. What is your reason? You can type it in the Q&A. What is your reason for wanting to be rich? Now, some of you, your reason is never having to worry about money again. And I'm telling you, that's not a real reason. I want to prove to myself that it's possible to me. Why? Why do you want to prove it to yourself? Get deeper into that reason, Abigail. Really understand what is it that is important for you to know about you. Patiti says, I'm truly the woman I've always imagined myself to be an example to myself. I will tell you this. For those of you who weren't at Life Coach Live, so cool for me to be able to say, I knew I was doing my life right when my own life started to inspire me. The things that I was doing in my own life were an inspiration to myself. If I can do that, maybe I could do that. I was inspiring myself with my own action. So awesome. My reason is to be able to be free, not to depend on anyone. Be able to tip waiters whatever I want. Be an example to my girls. I want the growth. It does excite me thinking I could win the lottery, for example, to show myself I can. The thrill of seeking a large amount of money I've created in my bank account. I think I've told you guys a story. I used to dream about what it must be like to win the lottery and to have that money and to have won $100 million. And I used to buy lottery tickets sometimes, but not really. I knew that I wanted to earn the money because I didn't want the money to be like a one-time thing that could be depleted. I wanted to build a $100 million asset. Because once you build a brain that makes $100 million, you can do it again and again and again and again versus just winning it. That can only happen one time. The chances of it happening, $100 million winner in a lottery, is so remote versus the chances of earning it as a free person that has the ability to go out there and work and create money for themselves. And that's what I want to teach you all how to do in your own way. So for any of you who want to talk about this, want to ask me questions, let's try to stay mostly on this topic. The reason, how do we define rich? How do we access that beautiful mind of ours? What is our reason for being rich? And do you feel a sense of responsibility to that? And why or why not? Maybe you don't. Okay. So if you want to be coached, raise your hand. I'm going to head over there. And let's see who we have to be coached. Let's start with you, Elizabeth. Judith is like, I'm going to be the first Latina coach to get the 8-figure club. Let's go, Judith. Okay. Hi.
Hello. Well, first of all, thank you because you already inspired me and I already made triple the amount I used to.
Yes, let's go. Good job.
Thanks. And so now I'm like, hey, I'm really comfortable. Why would I get richer? Because I wanted to do this. The real reason is I want to buy anything that I want and not help people. Sorry, but that's the real thing. And so I'm like, it seems difficult to do. I would have to work harder and I already have the life that I wanted. So why bother?
I mean, I think we question two things. Would you have to work harder? Maybe not. And okay, do you have the life that you want? Really?
Hmm. Yeah.
Maybe both of those are lies.
Yeah, in my mind, yes, because I could not do more of one-on-one person. So I would have to scale on at the online business because I would not.
So maybe you'd work less and make more. The hardest I ever worked in my life was one-on-one. I would do 7 clients a day. It's the hardest I ever worked. And it's the least amount of money I ever made. as a coach. So maybe you have that backward. And listen, I think a lot of you have this same idea that if you want what you already have, there's no reason to want more. It's almost like you can't do both. You can't. I want this life. My life is amazing. Right? That's why when people come to me, they're like, hey, you should try this. It'll change your life. I'm like, then get it away from me. I don't want to change my life. I want it to stay the same. I want this life and I want the next level. Right? So it can be both. You could want this, but not want only this. Want to keep growing to the next version. But here's what most of us think, because we're taught that in order to make money, you got to work hard. Mm-hmm. Want more money, work harder. Right? But the truth is, when you start thinking about large amounts of money, you can't work that hard. You can't work as hard as you need to work to make millions and millions of dollars. So then you have to just think in a different way. So the question becomes, like, if you could have more money, not working harder, and liking your life even more, would you be down for doing it?
Yeah, because what happened is my mind is telling me it would be harder, and so why bother? But it's not. Yeah, as you say, maybe it's not true.
Listen, I will tell you this. I have friends whom I love, whom are on this call right now. Okay, I spend all the time with them. I make 100 times more money than them, and they work much harder than me.
Mm-hmm.
They work many more hours and they work much harder than me. Now, you have to go through that when you're building your business. But the idea that if you want more money, you have to work harder is completely backwards. The hardest you'll ever work is at the ground floor. And the more you work and the more money you make, the less hard you have to work. And the less doubt you have, the less fear you have, right? It's just another level. It's another doubt and fear, but it's less every single time because you have the capacity and the capability of overcoming that emotion so much faster. So I know that I'm spending time on this because I know you're not the only one, because we've been trained. You want to make more, you got to work harder. And that is not true. It's the opposite. So how do we work smarter? How do we believe harder? How do we show up more? How do we expose our belief systems more? That's how we make more money, not by working harder. Because there are a lot of people that work very, very hard, harder, way harder than I've ever worked in my entire life, that have a lot less money than me. So do you feel like you have a responsibility at all to make more money?
Well, yes, because I spend most of my time studying. So I'm like, if I can earn that much knowledge, it would be good to spend to teach it to other people. I would like to teach or to, like, I don't know, do conferences around the world or anything, because there are not a lot of people specialized in what I do.
That's right. That's right. So you're like, I don't need to make any more money. I'm just comfortable and I have the life I want, when you could be impacting more people in the world and making more money. This is what I want to sell you guys all on. I'm like, don't just want to make more money. Decide to make more money and then really, really like your reason. All right, my friend. Thank you. All right. Who's next? Who do we have? Let's try Gary. Let's go, Gary. Somebody says, I want to be among great people. I want to be rich so I can be among great people. Mary says, I think it's fun to see my ideas come alive. Yes.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. Gosh, I'm so excited.
Yay.
So coming from a very middle class working family.
Yeah.
Growing up, and combine that with being a stay at home mom for the first few years of my married life here. Being rich, the idea just seems very foreign.
Yeah.
My mind is automatically like, that's for someone else. Mm. That's not me.
Yeah.
So I guess I'm just trying. I think my brain just makes things way harder for me than.
But let's talk about it, because you're definitely not alone, right?
Right.
So it's like, I want everyone to raise their hand. How many of you think being rich is for other people, right? There's so many people raising their hand right now. So what are those other people? Tell me about those other people and why they're different than you.
For my brain, it feels like they just have different ways of thinking and being, I guess.
Like, what do they think that you don't?
I guess they make better decisions.
Okay.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
They make better decisions than you. Like what? Like, what kind of decision does a rich person make that you don't?
And, well, I guess I'm thinking that they have better sense about, like, money decisions.
Better they know sense. How to make money decisions.
Yeah.
Like, give me an example.
Like, how to, like, they have, like, I have my own business now. So I'm thinking, like, people who are rich and who are successful as business owners, they have a better business acumen. I'm not even sure what that means to my brain. But
yeah, I'm not either. I have the same belief and I don't even know what it means. Right. They have better business acumen.
Yeah.
I'm rich already. And I'm like, other people have better business acumen. Right. It's all just nonsense. It really is just nonsense. Thinking richness is for other people who have better business acumen. They know what to do with their money. They know how to invest. They know what all those big words mean. Yeah. They know, like, you know, and you know what's actually hilarious, you all? Now, I have all these people in my life that want to tell me what to do with my money, and they have all those acumen words, all these big words, but they all make less money than me. But they're all so much smarter about how they think I should spend and invest and do all the things with my money. And I just am always like, listen, I'm doing this my way, right? Getting rich has nothing to do with acumen, right? It has to do with being able to believe. And this is what's so crazy to believe that could be me, or that is me. Or that is why I've met Brooke, and this is why she's teaching me this, is because that is something that I want. I have that desire. I believe I have the capacity to do it. Those people don't know anything more than I do. And the more you meet them, the more you realize how true that really is. I'm like, I thought you guys were all smart up here on the rich land. Everyone's a mess.
Right. And in fact, I feel like I want to do it for all the right reasons that you mentioned. For me, this is more about personal development and proving to myself that I can do it and I can reach that income level. But yeah, just some part of my brain, I'm like, that's
for other people. Yeah. And we'll do more on belief systems. So I'm curious, for you, what is rich?
Someone who makes $1 million a year.
$1 million a year. Okay. Yeah. So what comes up for you when you think about making $1 million a year?
There's also this part of me that thinks that I will have to, like, completely change myself into these people in order to be that.
You have to become one of these really bad people that have business acumen.
Right.
I mean, I get it. I remember when I told Cara, I'm like, you're such an amazing businesswoman. She's like, I'm not a businesswoman. I'm like, well, you have a business and you're a woman. So you are a business. She's like, I just don't see myself that way. There was like a resistance to seeing. And I will tell you all, when you understand how to define that word rich and you have a really good reason for wanting to be rich, then all of your beliefs will come up about what that will actually mean or who you will actually be.
Right.
It's really interesting. So just make sure you recognize that that's all just nonsense.
Yeah.
Rich people don't know any. There are so many really dumb rich people. And I will tell you, I think I might be one of them. I'm dumb in so many money ways. I pay all my taxes. I do all the crazy stuff you're not supposed to do. But I still have a lot of money. I'm like, I think I'm doing okay. Yeah, I'm dumb and all that. I don't know how to do this investment stuff that you all are doing. And I don't understand all this stuff. But I have a lot of money. And no one can tell me that I can't have that because I don't make them better than me. So thank you for bringing that up, because I think a lot of people have that one.
Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you. All right, who's next? Let's do Natalie. Unmute yourself. There you go. Hi.
Hi. Okay. So for me, it was when you asked, so do I want to get rich? Absolutely. Right. It's happening. Right. But when you asked, am I willing to say out loud, I am rich? Whoa.
It's a whole nother land, my friends. That's when you actually get rich.
Right. Like my, like I went into like palpations when you said that.
Tell me why, what came up?
Cause I say it all the time. Like I'm in the process of making $1 million a year, right? I'm doing it, but to actually tell, and I tell people all the time, I'm going to make $1 million a year. Like,
yeah.
What's the difference, right? Between saying that and saying I'm rich, because really, honestly,
I am rich. Answer the question, answer it.
Yeah. What's the difference? There really isn't one.
But there is for you. Huge one. There is. What is it?
Oh, I guess I would just look arrogant.
Mm, yeah. That's what I'm trying to say. Being rich, it's like such a courageous act to do.
Yeah.
Because people are like, oh, must be nice.
Right. The thing is, I do consider myself, I mean, really, I am rich right now. Like we have $1 million in assets, right? But that's also interesting because, and my husband makes really good money. And I was doing real estate prior to jumping back into coaching. I was actually making really good money. But for me, and this is what's so fascinating about it, for me, I would rather make no money, like you said, doing something I don't enjoy, i.e. real estate.
Yeah.
That's why I came back into coaching, because if I'm going to spend all this time and energy doing something, I'm going to do it in what I want to do and what I love to do, which is helping people. And that is my why. And my why is also being able to retire my husband if I need to.
My recommendation to you and anyone else on this call who feels the same way is to walk around in the land of, I am rich, I am rich, I am rich. Tell yourself that 100 times a day.
Okay.
And until you get to the point where it just feels true, because it is true for you, right?
Yeah.
Already, like you already said, you already are rich. But you're not owning it. It's very hard to grow from there if you're not owning it. And maybe for you, I'm a rich life coach.
Yeah.
Owning that identity. Like really, it's such a fun identity because people can't make sense of it.
Yeah.
I love it.
It is an identity.
I love it. But for those of you who said that to yourself and it like brought up that stuff, that's why we have to really start owning those words. And for some of you, rich may not bring it up. Maybe it's wealthy. Maybe it's filthy rich, like whatever. Like, what is it that you have an association with? And so many of us do. And it makes you actually wonder, I wonder if that is by design somehow that we are never taught, especially as girls, as little girls, to see ourselves as rich. None of the fairy tales have the rich princess. They're like, you know, she got her Lamborghini and she got her, you know, she got her coach and everything. We're always just waiting for the man to come save us.
Well, it was really interesting because I actually was talking to you. I was talking to one of my really good friends about you. And I was talking about she's going to make $1 million or $100 million a year. And she was like, well, why does she need to do that? And I was like, why not? You know, and it was really fascinating for her because she actually ended up going in and realizing how much issue she still had around money. So it was a real eye-opener for her. And for me, like, I look at what you're creating and I'm like, well, I want to create the same thing. Like for me, like my why is like, you are an example to me of who I want to be. Right.
But what we're not taught that. Right. So it's like your friend, she's like, why? Wouldn't even occur to her. Like it wouldn't even, if Amy Porterfield hadn't made $1 million, it wouldn't have occurred to me. I'm like, wait, what? Is that what we're doing now? Like, I didn't know. Like, but what if we were taught that our whole lives, like, this is a possibility for you. You can do this. And why not create it? Like, you know, there's no reason for me, but we're taught that there's no reason to make more money than we need.
Right.
And I want to teach the opposite. We should make way more money than we need, because that's what creates human ingenuity and service, is what we need more of. We need more productivity and efficiency in our lives and less idle hedonism, in my opinion.
Right. But men are taught the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Very much so.
But they're not taught, hey, go make money and learn what you're made of and develop yourself. That'll be amazing. It's go make money because you have a job to provide to. And that's where you should get your worthiness, by how much money you make, which is terrible. It's a terrible hustle mentality. And if you don't make enough money, you're not as worthy, which is ridiculous. Right. I think men could be making way more money too, if they were taught this.
Completely. My husband, 100%. My husband makes an incredible amount of money, but I think about if he could just like expand it, he could take it to a whole new level. 100%. I agree.
And there's way too many men trading their lives, their desires, their truth for money, because that's what they're taught too. So, I mean, these lessons are for women and men. I just have an invested interest in women because I feel like we're a little bit behind the eight ball here.
Right.
And I want to inspire more women to make more money, because the programming for us, I think, is atrocious. And so I want to redo it. All right, my friend. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Who's next? Who do we got? Victoriano. I hope I'm saying that right. Victoriano. Oh, I want to make money because I thought it was impossible for me. I know so many of us do. I want to be an example of how to be rich and prioritize sharing my money rather than keeping it. Oh, that's interesting. You should explore that. Hi.
Hey, Brooke.
How's it going?
It's going well in so many ways in my life. Once I see about talking about rich or wealthy, it's it's something that I have wanted to really experience.
Yeah.
Since I was young, I really admire the people with vehicles and with things, material stuff. And then I worked so hard to really get to that level that I thought it was. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm to the point that to be honest, there is a fear in me that I don't want to risk what I have earned, because I worked so hard to really get there where I thought. And now I am there now there's more people listening. There was a fear in me that it has been a time that I would just not want to raise my hand.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to be seen.
So you've made a lot of money now and you're afraid of making more because you're afraid you have to risk this.
That's another one, that a lot of money, compared to where I came from.
Yeah.
In so many ways that it probably is not that much.
Right. But you have to think about it, because any time you get too attached to money, and it doesn't have to be a lot of money, it could be a little bit of money. It's like, I've coached so many people in jobs where they're under earning so much, but they won't let go of that little amount of money, because in their mind, that's security. And they're afraid that they'll go back instead of being excited about what could be possible. Do you want to talk about how much money you're making?
My wife and I were making $50,000 a year.
$50,000 a year. Okay.
Yes.
Have you thought about making $1 million a year?
That's when it becomes whoa, that's just too far to really reach as where I come from. I worked so hard.
Yeah.
And I don't want to experience that. I don't want to go through what I have gone through in a way.
I know, but listen, you are thinking about your past and pushing against that instead of thinking about your future and what could be possible.
That's what I love about your methodology, about what could be possible.
Okay. So let's talk about 100K between the two of you.
I guess more than that, probably nice.
Okay, let's talk about $200K. $200,000 is so easy. Think about it. What if $200,000 is easier than $50K? It's hard to wrap your mind around, but what if I'm right? What if, because are you trading your time for money right now?
I'm working not to.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm working that too, because again, the working for the man, it taught me a lot. I've gotten hurt. I've gone through so much to the point that now I am willing to take a risk. Well, there's a part of me that doesn't really like it, wants me to.
Yeah, so because there's a part of you believes that this is as far as you can go, and this is safe, and this protects you from going back there.
Mm-hmm.
That's all lies. Okay? Because you have the ability to make 50K now.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no going back there. Because you can always use your brain to create this again. Always. You've already done it once. You can do it 100 times. Okay? So this is now you're starting. And you want to think in a way, well, if I'm willing to let go, because you can't hold on to both, right? If I'm willing to let go of this and try this, I might fail, but I can always come back to this. This is always available to me. I can always have this again. And mm-hmm. if you believed that, if you had a sense of that, you would feel much more confident being able to reach for that. And I really want to encourage you to do that, because I think you are under earning terribly.
You are right. That is
another. You want to make more, and you're capable of it.
You're right about that. That's when I compare. It's true. My mind says that, hey, look at how we were.
Yeah.
And look at where we're at. Uh-huh. Well, it makes sense when you mention about there's more to do.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
So much more. The possibilities for you are so big. So listen, you spend a lot of time thinking about your past.
Yes, that's what's happening.
Way too much time thinking about your past. Now, your brain's going to keep wanting to do that. That's okay. But you have to spend an equal amount of time thinking about your future.
Yeah.
Thinking about what is possible. Now, others of you, similarly to you, others of you think about your past and what was capable and what you could do there. A lot of you think about the people in your world and how much money they make. And you think, oh, it's not okay to go make this amount of money, because we're totally outliers when we talk about making $1 million a year. No one's letting us talk about that. We have to come all together and talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is possible that someday you could make $1 million a year. It's so crazy, right? It's like, what? But here's what happens. For me, $100 million was that, right? For you, it's $1 million. Maybe it's even 500K for you right now, whatever the stretch is. It used to be 10 million for me. That was so insane. And now it's 100 million. Who makes $100 million a year? Not one person I know as a woman makes 100 million, you know, that I'm hanging out with here.
Yeah.
So it's like, but the more I think about it, the more I talk about it, the more I talk to you all about it, the more normal it seems. I mean, you heard the last woman, she was just like, oh, Brooke's going to make 100 million a year. So just allow yourself to spend some time in the possibility of your future.
Yes, yes. I think that's the new me that it believes into the, for example, that I have been so anxious about like sharing what I wanted to say while others are listening. That's another one that I am like, I just like believe that. And there's so much like, it's exciting to experience a new thing.
Yes. It's so exciting. Yes. And you, every one of you has something. Now, it's not the same thing I have. And it's not the same thing your wife has. And it's not the same thing as other, but you have something that has the possibility to create that much money for yourself. Every single one of you, I believe it in the bottom of my heart. Now, if any of you are saying, no, well, not everyone. Not everyone. If you believe that, you will hold yourself back. If you can help adopt my belief that every single person in this world has the capacity to create that, your whole life will explode. Okay. Don't be like, oh, well, you're smart, Brooke, or you're charismatic, whatever BS you're telling yourself about what rich people have that you don't, you are wrong. You have that capacity within you. Spend some time thinking about it. Okay. At least.
Yes. Yes. Okay. I will.
All right.
Thank you so much for that.
All right. You're welcome. Listen, spend time getting comfortable with being rich. Not thinking about being rich, not wanting to be rich, but deciding and being rich. And if you look at other people and you're like, I don't think so, Brooke. I don't think that person has the capability. You are wrong. You're wrong about them. and you're wrong about you. I've seen it happen too many times with too many different peoples from different walks of life that are able to make money that they have no business making. Some of us don't know how to spell. Some of us don't have college education. Some of us, you know, can't even keep our administrative stuff, right? And we're making $1, $2, $3, $10 million. You can do this. And you can believe that everyone can do this. And as soon as you believe that, I promise you, your life will change. All right, my beautiful friends, thank you for coming to the first class of How to Use Your Beautiful Mind to Get Rich. And I will see you next week for class number 2. Talk to you soon. Bye.